This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
It's the Adam Gold Show. Sports are over, so we're traveling across the state of North Carolina. We're trying to figure out what to do when we get there. Where? You tell me. If you're in blank, North Carolina, you got to check out blank. Hopefully not just a restaurant. Sports aren't over. We got plenty of interesting things to talk about, like who's going to join the LIV Tour next and how long is Deshaun Watson going to be suspended.
Still talking about the LIV Tour.
And what color is Kevin Durant's mood ring today? I mean, we got things to talk about. You know, we got football coming up soon, whatever. But we're having some fun today with the Stanley Cup ending. And a long time until baseball games that actually matter. And again, I love baseball. But for me, baseball is an event. It's like a brewery with a movie going on, right? You know, like you're just chilling and you're enjoying the... I love live baseball. I'm going to a baseball game tomorrow in Charlotte. I'm going to see the Bulls at the Charlotte Knights day baseball. That's how much I love day baseball. I'll drive to Charlotte because it's an 11 a.m. game. But North Carolina doesn't have a Major League Baseball team. We got a lot of cool minor league baseball teams and a lot of cool minor league baseball ballparks. And I think every North Carolinian should make it a goal to see every minor league ballpark. Asheville, super cool. Greensboro. Wilson doesn't have a team that's affiliated with a major league team anymore, but they still like it, a lot of that Fleming Stadium is very cool. When you get down to lower leagues, like college summer leagues, every city has some, you know, like Morehead City's got a team, right? You know, everybody's got that
Holly Springs.
So the I think it's 9 or 10 that are like major league affiliated. Those should be on everybody's bucket list of like, you know, if you're in Asheville for the summer, you should definitely try and plan to go to a tourist game when you can. Obviously, the Bulls, if you haven't seen them, you're missing out. It's basically a major league experience. I'm partial to our good friends, the Carolina Mudcats. I think their stadium is one of the coolest. Five County, the second level is the closest to the field that you're able to really see. It's a weird view, and it's super cool. Kinston, as much as I make fun of them, a cool old stadium. Love Granger Stadium. Grew up going to games there. Coming from, we drive west to the Kinston games in the summer because they had always had a great minor league presence. So I'm a minor league dude. Sports are not over. I'm kidding, but give us a call, 919-860-5326. If you're in blank, North Carolina, you have to check out blank. Doug from Southport, what you got for us? Fill in the blanks.
Yes, Doug Oldham from Southport. If you're in Jamestown, North Carolina, on a Friday night, midnight when it's raining, go under the Jamestown Bridge. Supposedly you'll be flagged down by a ghost. When she gets in your car and you turn around, she disappears.
Wow. Okay, now I have heard the passenger flagged down, will get in your car story. I had never heard it so specifically pinned to the Jamestown, North Carolina Bridge while raining on Friday at midnight.
That's supposedly, if you look that up, that's when the timing is. I grew up in Greensboro, and that was that and the Devil's Tramping Ground was places that, as teenagers, we were all interested in.
Did you ever try it?
I've never caught the timing right, no.
All right.
All right. But, hey, give it a shot.
There we go. Appreciate it. Doug from Southport. If you're ever in Jamestown on a Friday night, and there's a chance of rain, you keep an eye on that Jamestown Bridge. And I that's the type – I say this. Maybe I have a chicken out. I said earlier, somebody said if you're ever in Hillsborough, North Carolina, you got to take the Haunted Hillsborough tour. And I'm like, I don't believe in ghosts. On Friday night, I would drive to the Jamestown Bridge if it's raining. And if there was anybody near there, I'd be like, get in the car, let's go. Because I want to see if this thing's for real. I would love nothing more than to tell people that that is a true story. But regardless, it'd be fun. Get some friends, or maybe it only works if you're by yourself. All right, next up we got Jeff in Raleigh. If you're ever in blank, North Carolina, you got to visit blank. What you got, Jeff?
If you are in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, you have to go see the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse. But on a local note, you need to go get an apple ugly, which is an apple fritter as big as your head.
Okay.
From the Orange Blossom Bakery.
All right, what specific city in the Outer Banks is the Orange Blossom Bakery?
It's in Buxton.
Okay, Buxton. I know where the lighthouse is. Is the Hatteras, is that your favorite of the lighthouses?
Yeah, I've got a house in Avon, and you can see the lighthouse spin around from our house.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I enjoy that one.
All right, so the Cape Hatteras, if you're ever in the Outer Banks, you have to visit the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse and the Orange Blossom Bakery. Jeff, appreciate the answer, my man.
All right, buddy.
All right, if you missed it, then you obviously don't have a smartphone or any electronics or consume any type of news. But on Friday, the Supreme Court passed a ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade. This is obviously having big implications politically, socially. Every E that can affect, this will affect many pieces of life in the United States, including sports, where many leagues, teams, athletes have come out and spoken out of it. Some just, you know, jumping on the usual, responding on Twitter in real time as it happens. Some longer, thoughtful posts on other social medias, or the classic official statements. I've got three of them here. Well, one is joint. From the NBA/WNBA, they put out a joint statement. It says, the NBA and WNBA believe that women should be able to make their own decisions concerning their health and future, and we believe that freedom should be protected. We will continue to advocate for gender and health equity, including ensuring our employees have access to reproductive health care, regardless of their location. Now, I would have to look at it. I'd be curious, you know, the map that people are looking at now is, where is abortion being restricted and in what ways? Where is it like totally illegal? Where is it illegal to even, you know, help someone get an abortion? Where have they just like restricted other places? I'd be curious, how many WNBA teams do we have now? Is it 12?
Sounds about right.
12 or 16, I think it is. How many of those are in places or in states that will be more affected by these laws than others? Mm-hmm. The NWSL also put out a statement. That's the NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League. Obviously, we have the Carolina Courage, one of the more prominent programs in that league. Up until about a year or two ago, was the dominant program in that league for a few years. Now, still one of the premier programs. But the NWSL statement says, the Supreme Court's ruling today denies individuals in this country the full liberty and equality that is the cornerstone of a just society. Reproductive rights are human rights. Until every individual has the same freedoms as their neighbor, our work is not done. We will continue to make our voices heard. The NWSL is more than just a soccer league. We are a collective who will stand up every day for what is right. Now, if you're from North Carolina and you've been here for more than 10 years, or if you've paid attention to history in sports and in politics in this country, you know that some leagues, including the NCAA, sort of a college league, have at times made decisions based on laws that were put in place. Here in North Carolina, specifically, most recently, the HB2 law that dealt with the bathroom bill, as a lot of people referred to it, and it caused the NCAA to pull championships out of here. There's a couple things.
NBA All-Star Game?
NBA All-Star Game got pulled out of here. Brian Geiser likes to make the case that because they moved the All-Star Game, that messed up the timing with Kemba Walker's contract, and it had real-world implications for, like, the Charlotte Hornets beyond just not having the All-Star Game. Duke and North Carolina, I believe both, but I believe I can't remember who it was. Duke should have played their NCAA tournament in Raleigh that year, I think, but instead had to start somewhere else in South Carolina, maybe, and they lost. So that was an interesting like turn of events. Like, would Duke have won an NCAA title if they had been able to play the first two rounds in Raleigh instead of somewhere else? And then going back further in history, we've seen the NFL refuse to award Super Bowls to states who held certain laws. At that time, it was not recognizing the Martin Luther King holiday. So the one thing to look out for will be if sports leagues, just like any other businesses or entities, on top of making these statements, and I haven't seen one from the NCAA, but the NCAA, obviously, every league should be supportive of women, right? But it makes sense that the leagues that involve women are going to be going further and faster and harder in their statements, right? Mm-hmm. They and you know, as they should. Again, we should. Women's rights aren't just women's rights; they're all rights. They're human rights. But it does make sense that the sports league that involves women are going to be even more, you know, at, up in arms about this decision. I've not seen the NCAA, but the NCAA obviously has a lot of female athletes under its umbrella, right? So my guess is, I don't know where the NCAA is going to fall on this or exactly what they're going to say. And again, we don't know. Every state that decides to limit abortion might take it to different degrees. Some might just have a certain, you know, week up to which they allow abortion. Some, we've already said, have outlawed it entirely. Some will try to ban contraception and things of that nature. We will see at what point sports leagues and the NCAA, just like other businesses or just like we saw in North Carolina, artists, concerts, or whatever, how they react and decide to maybe treat states a certain way if they feel like those states are treating women's rights as hostile. I don't love that that's going to happen just for the simple fact that I don't love things that are going to further divide our country and just makes it almost like two countries, and we kind of know whether you're in a red state or a blue state. Mm-hmm. North Carolina's always been interesting because we've been pretty close to that line, you know, full over. But North Carolina's another one where it's going to be interesting to see what the legislature will do now that the issue of abortion has been kicked back to the states. So, statements. You mentioned the Premier Lacrosse League also put out a statement. Obviously, a lot of them are going to sound the same. And I'm not taking away from statements. I think the people and fans interested in these leagues want to hear from them, want to know their support is there. The players want to see it. So I think that it's good in that sense they make statements. But ultimately, it will be more action that matters, right? And we've talked on this show when I've guest hosted before about North Carolina trying to host a women's Final Four, that PNC Arena has the ability, the amenities, all the things to do it. They could, in theory, host a women's Final Four. But would it be something where the NCAA is going to say, we don't feel right putting a marquee women's event in a state that doesn't recognize women's rights in the way that we think they should? And that's the question that a lot of states are going to be asking themselves and some of the results that we're going to be seeing of this. So, you can tell us to stick to sports, but when sports leagues are going to make announcements about these leagues, I feel like it's in fair game, and sports will always be a section of a society and reflection of society in somehow, sadly, the way some of these Supreme Court rulings are.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, let's say I have more than $1 million balance in my 401k.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. How can that actually come back and bite me?
Well, because, and this is a thing that we it's a mirage. You see mirages. I've ridden in the desert before. You see what's water ahead, but it's not there. Well, your financial mirage is thinking that that total balance in your 401k or your IRA is yours. We have two people that want to get a hold of it, two uncles, Uncle North Carolina and Uncle Sam.
Right.
Both of them are going to do some damage to that balance. Depending on what kind of other income you have, you could lose 40% of your value. So if you're looking at $1 million IRA, maybe it's only worth $600,000 to you. So how do we get around this? Well, you don't get around it because you end up in jail if you try to do that. You can do tax planning to minimize the effect of taxation into the future. The tax train is coming, Adam. We need to make sure to minimize the effect of the derailment of our financial accounts. And for the next 10 people, we'll do it at no cost or obligation. Put together your very own tax and retirement plan.
800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter.
We are 90 minutes into the show. We got about 90 minutes left. And that means it's halftime.
And now your halftime entertainment.
All right, go to the Carolina Panthers here, Hayes Permar. Luke Kuechly is actually going to join the radio broadcast team this season for about 7 games, it appears.
I'm cool with this, except...
is he any good?
Yeah, okay. Are they auditioning him?
I have no idea. I don't know what 7 games. I don't know. Maybe it's going to do like a preseason game plus 6 others.
I guess
not entirely sure.
My thing is, like, why 7 games? Either put him on there or don't. If he's good, put him on there. If he's I don't want Luke Kuechly just because he was an incredible player and he's awesome and he should be a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a name chaser. The thing about Romo was cool, and you might love Romo, although, again, obviously Romo has many more successful peers, but, like, people like him because he's good. If Kuechly can do, I'm not going to say what Romo does because he's now vaulted to one of the best in his business, but if he can have that same, like, seeing something happen on the field, and radio works a little bit different too. You got to defer to the play-by-play guy more because there is no visual, right? Like, yeah. The play-by-play guys, he's trying to tell you who's in motion. But I would, if Kuechly can say, that guy's going in motion, watch the back, you know, watch the screen to the back side. Like, that's, I would love that, right?
Sure.
So if he can give you that quarterback of the defense mindset of like, uh-oh, look at him changing the play. If I'm the safety, I'm moving up here, you know, or whatever, then you could see like, oh, he knew exactly what was coming. Then I'm highly interested in having Luke Kuechly as one of my analysts. But the 7-game thing just, I don't, that seems weird to me.
I'm wondering if we're just going to get some wonderful descriptions like Mick Mixon used to give us.
The vascular Christian McCaffrey the triceps bulging.
Now he's going to be the cerebral Christian, the cerebral Luke Kuechly with his Abdullah Oblongata bulging or whatever it is. It's, I don't know. So, yeah, I'm in for Kuechly. I'm in for giving him a chance. And I'd be in for giving him a full season chance. And if it doesn't work out,
I think maybe that's the thing with 7 games that you can kind of feel it out. Because I know Jake Delhomme didn't do every game last season either. So I'm wondering maybe that's why they're piecing him in 7 games. I'm not entirely sure.
Maybe it's partly his schedule. Maybe Kuechly wants his Sundays to go hunting during hunting season.
You know what? He might. That might be his thing.
Next.
Top Gun Maverick. You seen it yet?
I did. I
enjoyed it. It was fun. Passed $1 billion worldwide.
I wish I had seen it without hearing anything, and I probably would have been slightly entertained. I heard all of the hype, so I came in being like, woo! Like, is the theater, do we, like, take off in a jet at the end? This is going to be awesome.
I wish.
But, like, it fell a little bit flat for me. Makes $1 billion. When I see that, I'm like, so what is that, like, $250 million directly into Tom Cruise's pocket?
Sure,
like,
why not?
I mean, I'm sure he's got some deal where he got a big, 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 large, huge cut of whatever this movie made.
Well, I know he was an executive producer, so I'm sure he's making a lot.
Maybe it was Rand in here when we talked about this before, but when you saw it in theaters,
mm-hmm.
was there a little Tom Cruise
thing
at the beginning?
Yeah.
I didn't like that. It creeped me out. I'm like, I'm getting the mindset of it's not Tom Cruise. It's whatever his name
Maverick.
Is in the movie. It's Maverick.
It's just Maverick.
Yeah. Like, so I don't want to be reminded that, no, it's Tom Cruise. And it felt like he was like, I don't know, it felt like kind of what I'm saying. Like, he was there to be like, thank you for putting $5 out of your $12 ticket directly into my pocket. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. You know what? I'll get some popcorn on you because I've got all of your money, and so now you could just give me more. I didn't like the message at the beginning from Tom Cruise.
I didn't mind it.
And if like I don't know, I feel like he was like, I single-handedly have opened movie theaters back open, and now you can come to them again. We are so glad to have you. And I'm like,
get on. And he has, in the tune of $1 billion plus worldwide.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, on this day, 2015, Canes drafted Sebastian Aho 35th overall.
I mean, I guess we got a good deal.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say it's good value, Hayes Permar, that pick.
Who did we take in the first round? That was Noah Hanifin.
I think that was maybe the Hanifin.
It was
season.
Noah Hanifin because when they were both rookies, I was like, do I go Hanifin or Aho jersey? Do I go Hanifin or Aho jersey? I feel like Hanifin maybe had like his best 3-game stretch, and I was like, that's it. He was like the 4th or 5th pick. And he's playing well. I'm getting me a Hanifin. And then I was like, I should have gotten an Aho.
Should have gotten an Aho.
One of my favorite Canes jerseys I've seen ever is a number 20 Canes jersey with personalized, but it says, Ah, Pimp.
Ah.
It's a great jersey.
I get it.
It's a fantastic jersey.
I get it.
Sebastian Aho. Hey, Aho. You know what I want for you, buddy? I want to see a Conn Smythe trophy
in
the future. Forget the regular season, buddy. You've been Mr. Consistency. Now I need you to be Mr. 20 goals in 20 games in the playoffs. That's what I need.
Hey, I'd be okay with that.
What you got?
Speaking of the Canes as well, I know last week I wasn't here on the 22nd. I did jump in for a short bit on the 22nd.
Yeah, it was your birthday.
It was my birthday.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's another reason why the 22nd is a great day, other than it's my birthday. Lady the Tramp came out on the 22nd in 57. We established
Nobody's ever seen it.
But yeah, no one's ever seen it. But also on June 22nd, this happened in 2019, the Canes brought in Patrick Marleau from Toronto. But they also brought in a first-round pick for 2020, which turned out to be Seth Jarvis.
Oh, Seth Jarvis.
So, yes. Another reason why the 22nd's a great day.
When do we start? Has free agency started in the NHL?
Not yet.
Free agency free-for-all starts Friday in the NBA. Like Bradley Beal and Kyrie Irving and Jalen Brunson and all that happens. And I just I want to know where they end up, but I just don't want to talk about it for all week.
I think it's right after the draft, which is the 7th and the 8th.
All right. We'll see what happens with the Canes.
All right. Earlier we talked about how baseball really made a great effort to make it fun.
Baseball, we're here. We're ready.
We're fun, people.
Get out of the way, NHL and NBA. We're doing it all.
Walk-offs. Extra innings, drama. We're giving it all to you right now. Well, a fan. So, again, Jesse Winkler is the one who got hit by a pitch for the Seattle Mariners. He went after the Angels dugout. Big fight broke out. He's leaving the field, throws up the double birds as he's walking off, pulling his jersey out of his, untucking his jersey.
Yes.
It was wonderful theater. Well, a fan named Sophie ordered a pizza for Jesse Winkler from a place called Mountain Mike's Pizza in Anaheim and had it delivered to the stadium and said and told the driver, hey, when you get there, just say it's for the visiting clubhouse.
Did it work?
It did. And even eventually, so this girl, Sophie, at Sophie Ballgame on Twitter is where you can find her tweeting all this stuff out. She's tweeting out where the DoorDash is like located, the conversations, texting back and forth with the driver. And then sure enough, Jesse Winkler actually responded and said, Sophie, I got the pizza. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
All right, real quick. The game was in Anaheim. Winkler plays for the Mariners, correct?
Yes.
So I respect this gesture. I think it's cool. I think it's funny. It's a light story. I like it. I'm all in or ordering the pizza. But if I'm Jesse Winkler and I just started a brawl with the home team, I'm not trusting any pizza coming from the home city. Right?
I see what you're saying.
Like you got to watch out for the old mozzarella loogie.
I get what you're saying.
Like the baked mozzarella loogie. I don't, and again, I'm sure Sophie's a nice person and that never would have crossed her mind to do that. I'm just saying, if I'm the visiting player who started a brawl, I think I'm having a little more caution. I'm exercising a little more caution.
I don't know. This may have been, I'm not sure where Sophie's located, but it may have been a Mariners fan that just went online and ordered it.
That's true.
It's an online order.
Sophie could be a Mariners fan just ordering it from anywhere.
But yeah, I think it's kind of cool, though. I mean, props to her.
We need to normalize just ordering DoorDash to the baseball clubhouses just in general. Like,
I was actually thinking, is this going to be a trend?
See if I can get my food in.
Yeah.
And
can I order just some wings?
I'll never meet that Major League Baseball player, but they might eat my tacos.
I'm wondering, could you do that like at Five County Stadium? Just order like DoorDash from somewhere and send it to the home team clubhouse.
At the clubhouse, they're not playing around. The minor leagues, they're just happy when they're getting fed well. Now, that's not a joke. That was an issue recently that they had to address where some minor league clubs like made their players chip in and then were just feeding them slop. Not the case at any North Carolina minor league institutions that I know of. That going back a long ways, they've mostly treated their players very well. But yes, I think if you are going to send it to a minor league team. They can afford their own food on the major league level. That is your halftime entertainment. On the other side, how much money did Dennis Cox lose this weekend just for fun? And how much of Adam Gold's money do I get to play with just for fun? It's Place Your Bets next.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
We've been answering the question. If you are in blank North Carolina, you've got to visit or check out blank. We'll give you some more of those answers a little bit later. Again, one of my favorites. If you are in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, you've got to check out your speedometer. And if you're in Gastonia, North Carolina, you've got to check out as soon as humanly possible. Hit us up on Twitter. We're getting good answers on those. And again, most people answered with food. So now I've just got a thread on Twitter that I can check anytime I'm in any city of North Carolina and be like, all right, what do we got here? What do we got here? But right now, it's time for Dennis Cox to complain about how the world is against him and fate just keeps holding him down as he fails to get out of the hole that he's in. It is time for Place Your Bets.
Place your bets. Place your bets. Here we are.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slide.
Yeah. Okay, you can owe me. I owe you this.
All right, first of all, I got to ask a question.
Okay.
So I come in here. At times, I have added to Adam Gold's, for entertainment purposes only, win total in Place Your Bets.
Mm-hmm.
And at other times, I may have taken away from it. I think overall, as I've sat in the chair, I've added more to the total than I've taken away. But it could be closer. Might have selective memory. We'll see. But my question is, if he is truly, and if this is well calculated, if he is truly plus 3,170 units,
mm-hmm.
at what point does he start driving to Virginia where it is legal to bet and start putting down these picks for real, Gold? What's going on, man?
That's a good question.
You're just leaving units out there on the table.
I mean, Oxford's not far from the Virginia-North Carolina line. It's where he lives.
I was in South Boston, Virginia for a wedding last weekend, and I was disappointed that I did not pass a casino on the way there.
You know, you could have just opened up FanDuel on your phone and made a bet.
Yeah, I like a good old. I'm old school.
There's one coming to Danville, though.
All right.
And I believe in the near future.
I can get to Danville. And Gold needs to get there and lay his money
down. One of the more reasons why to keep the ACC tournament in Greensboro, because you can easily drive up Danville to a casino.
Yes.
Because there has to be a casino nearby.
What are you starting with today? Or do you want to tell us about your weekend, Dennis Cox?
All right, well, my weekend, I was actually only a minus 20 with all my future bets and stuff like that. I was only a minus 20.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Will Manny actually let me down.
No, you let him down.
At least I saw him play.
All right, what's your first bet?
All right, I'm going to go Major League Baseball because it's the only sport left.
Yeah,
sports are over. Anthony Rizzo to hit a home run for the Yankees, plus 380. I'll take it.
I mean, somebody for the Yankees is going to hit one. Might as well be Anthony Rizzo. I have outsourced my picks to my good friend, associate producer Graham Hill. Shout out to Gibby May, who's been helping me with these picks.
You're
going to
trust the guy wearing a Kinston shirt?
Yeah, I do have questions about him. But his first one here, Yankees minus 1.5 over the A's. Yankees are on a roll. They just went, I think, 7-4 in this. They just had what was supposed to be a tough stretch, and they came out of it pretty well. They played the Rays, Jays, and Astros, and they did well against them. They're going to have no problem against the A's. Give me Yankees for 100 units.
Okay.
What else?
John Deere Classic, we're going to take North Carolina's own, Raleigh's own, Webb Simpson, to finish in the top five. So this is a futures bet. Top five finish for Webb Simpson in the John Deere Classic, plus 400.
This is a good pick. Webby would be more hockey-ish, but I believe Weber is his more golf course nickname. Weber has been playing well recently. He had a neck injury, so he was off his game, but I believe he finished top 10 this weekend. He wasn't fantastic at the U.S. Open, but he showed flashes. He had a nice eagle down there. I like this pick for Webb Simpson to go top five. If you gave me top 10 at plus 200, I would definitely take that. But I'll go plus five. He's getting back into it. He's playing well. I will take on the council of Graham Hill, we think the Twins and Guardians are going to get after it early in the game.
As in a fight?
That would be nice. Can we bet on that? Twins and Guardians. And then while I'm all for Cleveland getting away from their old mascot, they just, like, we could have done better than Guardians.
Yeah.
But anyway. Twins, Guardians. Somebody scoring in the first inning. That's -125. We'll put 100 units on that.
All right. WNBA, the Indiana Fever take on the Phoenix Mercury. Fever, heavy favorites. That's why I'm going to take the Fever to beat the Mercury, but by a total of 7 to 9 point victory, margin of victory. So they got to win between 7 and 9 points plus 1,600.
All right. For the third one, we're going across the pond, baby.
Okay.
Wimbledon. I believe this match might be going on right now. If not, it's going on soon. Christian Harrison over Jay Clark, straight up, -155. My man Graham was all over this. We picked these names because we can pronounce both of them.
Okay.
I actually almost did play a game today on the Gold Show with, like, a Wimbledon tennis player, or, you know, we play that game, like, give you something else that they could be.
Or NHL,
like,
player.
Or, like, famous chef or something,
oh,
you know?
There you go.
But I was going through and I was like, man, I can't say any of these tennis dudes' names. I don't know how to say any of these guys' names unless it's, you know, Nadal, Djokovic, or Federer. I don't know how to pronounce any of these dudes' names.
You didn't want to bet Andy Murray and James Duckworth?
Okay, maybe I could have pronounced those names.
Yeah.
But we got Christian Harrison over Jay Clark. Very easy to pronounce. And we're keeping it real jingoistic, baby. Christian Harrison's an American. Go USA. John Isner also playing today. I think he's the 20 seed, keeping it North Carolinian.
There you go.
But I forget who Isner's playing. I think it was a name that I was going to have trouble pronouncing, so I went past it. But, yeah, we'll take Christian Harrison over Jay Clark. Jay Clark sounds like he could be American, but he's not. I believe he's British.
So you're taking Christian Harrison to win?
Yes.
-145?
Yes.
Okay.
Why, you don't like that? You're a big Jay Clark fan?
No.
You think his – actually, I want to see – I want to see pickleball tournaments. I'm all in on pickleball.
All in on
just like everybody. I've played once, and now I'm like, this is the greatest sport in the world. I'm all in.
I want to play. I legit want to. I don't know where to play, though, around Raleigh. You need to let me know, Hayes.
I'll get you there. And we got a wall of sound coming up next. What? Oh.
Yeah.
My bad. I totally misheard. I thought we were getting out.
No. I said 1 minute.
My bad. When you said 2 minutes, I thought what? I thought I heard 1 minute.
Oh, you're trying to just cut corners.
No. All right. So back to pickleball. It's like halfway between tennis and ping pong,
right?
Sounds
wonderful.
And it's pretty easy to pick up. And the greatest part about it is you can hit, like, I feel like you can hit the ball harder than you think. So, like, you feel like you're going to, it's a shorter court and you've played tennis and you're like, well, if I swing hard, it's going to go too far, right? This thing, you can give it a pretty good rap, and it's hard to just be long.
Do you play with a tennis ball?
No. It's a wiffle ball, specially designed for it. So it bounces, but not too much.
All right.
It's a little bit heavier than like a wiffle ball you would play baseball with. It's like thicker one, but it's got holes in it.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.